Okay, a very good morning to everybody. So we're holding in Masechta Sanhedrin in Perek Gimel, the fifth and the sixth Mishnayos. So the fifth Mishnah says, "Oiv asone, oiv zeshu shvino." Somebody who's part of his wedding celebration. Sone kol shalodiber imo shlosha yamim be'eva. We have this definition in halacha in the context of Ritzeach Bishgaga as well. So Amrulo. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach." We pass in that way. So the question is, what are we talking about here? Eidos or Dayanus? So, "Lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach" is for Eidos, that people are not going to lie because there is such a stigma, as we'll see in the next mission. But lying in Eidos is such a grievous sin, right? Edim Zomin are the worst of that. But Losana v'Reicha Eid Shaker is part of the Aseres HaDibros. There's a Chumras Hadavar there. In the context of Edim Zomin, it could actually be Kasher Zamam, it could be a Chiyuv Misa, it's part of the Trichin Hachraza. So, Lo Nechshedu Yisrael Kach. We don't believe the Jewish people have a Chazkas Kashrus and Edus, that they're going to allow, personal Negios to get in the way when it comes to Edus. But Dayanus, there it's a little bit more subtle because, as the Gemara in Ksuvis explains at length, where the Gemara talks about, at least according to the Balei Tosfos, we're not talking about situations where it's, even Ohev and Soni Mamish like this Mishnah, but just the Gemara goes through situations where somebody took a feather off somebody's head because he kind of looked silly, a feather floated onto his head or, helped him across the river, whatever it is. So Tosa says is B'taras Chumra that, those kinds of Negios should be avoided in the context of Dayanus or six or seven Agados there. The Gemara, I think, in Kofav. And anyway, the point is that it's harder because you're not trying to be biased, but if you're an ohev, eno roe, b'chiyuv chaver, and if you're a sone, eno roe, b'schuso. So that's a more subtle issue. So we have to be machmir for dayanis. So ketzer bodkin mesoedim hayu machnisin osan v'ma'ayimin aleihim, right? You have to tell people that this is... it's like the foundation of halachic society. Umotzinas kol adam b'chutz, misharnas ha'gadol shebehen. So, out of respect, you start with the more senior of the two. Ve'omer lo emor heyachat ha'yodeya shezachayev l'zayim amar hu amar li shani chayev lo. Yeah, he told me that I owe this guy $1,000. People say things like that all the time. He doesn't want people to know that he's really well-to-do. He has all kinds of other motivations. But if ish ploni amar li shu chayev lo, certainly if it's hearsay, lo amar klo machi omar, b'faneinu hodalo shu chayev lo masayim zuz. The halacha, you actually need that the person is miyached, the edim, and say, I want you here, b'toros edus, right? That's a much higher standard. V'achar kach m'nichnisin et sasheni bodkin oso im nimsu divreim mechuvanim. We find that the story is a lie. Nosin v'nosin b'davar, shnayim amar mizakai v'achan amar chayev zakai. Majority rule, shnayim amar mechayev v'achan amar zakai. Chayev v'achan amar zakai v'achan amar chayev. V'afilu shnayim zakin or shnayim mechayev v'achar omer eni yodaya. Yosifu hadayanim. So this principle of any yodeh is very fascinating. You say, what difference does it make? Even if the guy was against it, right? Let's say you have two who are mezaker, two are mechayiv. So the third vote in sense doesn't really count. But this is the big chiddush. And any yodeh from this perspective is kaman talei sadam. It's like he's not there entirely, and so then you don't have, the best in shul shosha. So then you're back to the question of Rabbi Vo and Shmuel. And Abazdin Chatzuf. So the point is that we're saying, Yosifu Adayanim, we absolutely need, to have three. And again, even the Shita Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadanu Didem Din, El Shnikru Bazdin Chatzuf, right? It's still going to be true because this was a situation where they were Yorid Ladin Aldas Shlosha. So we have to, add Dayanim. In such a case. Now, there's a whole discussion in Choshen Mishpa, which is beyond their scope for now. It's like, this seems to be a poison pill, right? Because a guy who thinks he's a bad... He was in the Masa Umatan, right? He was there with everybody else. So he thinks, he's going to be outvoted. So can he say, any Odeya, right? Can he throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing and say, I don't know. But he really does know. So that's a very practical discussion. It sounds like a little bit of a cynical thing to do. Would such a thing be really allowed? Sort of abusing the Eini Yodea criterion. He perfectly knows well but he just doesn't want to be outvoted. So that's something that is discussed, and what the parameters of any possible heter to engage in such an activity would be, again, we're talking about a very extreme situation. The person really feels a chilul Hashem, there's an Ivo Sadin that's going to take place. you know, feels that strongly about it. So maybe there is a discussion to be had, you know, amongst the poskim about that. But in principle, if a person knows, you know, what they think, and to say any yodeya for, you know, procedural reasons would be again, in anything but the most extreme cases, something, you know, which is highly unacceptable.